The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And the freshman puts it up off the front of the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, still fighting, and finally ends up in the hands of Ellie Snell. She'll give it off to Smith. Baseline jumper from six is good. So a three-point trip down the floor there. Smith gets them all forgiven.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Wood River as the Eagles welcome in the Gibbon Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Wood River with a chance to tie or take the lead with a three. Good bounce pass inside. Bossert, left-hand layup, good. Assist Rojas with the no look. And just like that, we're tied. Then they lose it off the foot. Rojas goes in and scores!
With the Lou Platt Tournament tipping off on Monday, Gibbon and Wood River are looking for one more conference victory tonight. It's the Buffaloes and Eagles coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Wood River with Classic Hit Sports' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome here to Wood River as Gibbon is in town. One of those rivalry games within the Lou Platt Conference for a boy-girl doubleheader here on Classic Hits 98.9. Randy Bushcutter here with you. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball. On the girls' side, well, a couple of teams that are going to be playing bunny bracket games next week in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament have kind of taken their lumps this year. Wood River comes in 5-11, just had a very, very tough start to the season. But when they finally picked up their first win at the Central City Holiday Tournament, well, since then, they played a little bit over 500. So they've actually improved through the course of things and played very well. Had a three-game winning streak against Ravenna, Broken Bow, and Fillmore Central. They also picked up a win against Shelton during that stretch and were very competitive with some teams with some pretty good marks in this part of the state. So Wood River right now very happy with how they're playing. Gibbon at 2-15, well, they're a very young team, and I mean very young. They oftentimes will start five freshmen on the season, and Jim Rayburn says, well, you just kind of take your lumps this time, and then about 3-4 years down the road, really thinks that he'll have a pretty good basketball team with this young group of girls who are really kind of the heart and soul of his team, and they all are freshmen. On the boys' side, Wood River right now having one of their better years in recent memory. In fact, they have only three losses, but all against very good basketball teams, teams that are traditional powers in this part of the state. And for Gibbon, well, it's kind of a rebuilding process after coming away with the conference championship a year ago and trying to rebuild a little bit after losing the Reinersons, plural, from the program. And so they're still trying to make their improvements, and they'll be in the bunny bracket game next week on the boys side as well for the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. But again, they have a very impressive win against Ravenna. So on the right night, they certainly can give Wood River a little bit of a run for the money. And this is always a very, very tough rivalry, and certainly hoping that we have a couple of very interesting games for you tonight here on Classic Hits 98.9. We're going to take a quick break when we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back here to Wood River. And the starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for Gibbon. As we mentioned, 2-15 on the season. Their starters are Ellie Snell. She is a 5'10 freshman. She averages about 6.5 points per ball game. Michaela Walker is a senior. She is 5'6", and she's averaging about 5.8 points a ball game. Miranda Smith is 5'7", and a freshman. She's averaging 4.5 points per ball game. Parker Kenton is 5'8", and a freshman. She's averaging almost 3 points a game. And Nisha Oldman is a 5'11", senior, and she's averaging 6.8 points per ball game. And for Wood River, their starters are going to be Caitlin Herman. She's a senior. Emily Loy, just a sophomore. Maddie Luer, the senior. Her younger sister, Sam Luer, a sophomore, will make the start with Sloane Tarks, who is also a junior, for head coach Phil Smith. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Sportsmanship code just being read here. And we're going to take a quick break for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have more of the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes. The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
McCown Truck Parts of Wood River will keep you running. Whether it's your car or two-ton truck, McCown Truck Parts can make the repairs for you or get the parts you need so you can do it yourself. So if you need to get back on the road or keep everything moving on the farm, McCown Truck Parts is the only call you need to make. McCown Truck Parts in Wood River. Call 583-2231. McCown Truck Parts is proud to support the Wood River Eagles.
And welcome back here in Wood River. Let's give you a little bit more information that we have. We kind of alluded to this earlier, but the Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament will be tipping off on Monday. And real quick, here's where we are with the girls. And we already mentioned this. Wood River will be playing in one of the Bunny Bracket games. They'll be at home right here Monday. They're the number 8 seed. They'll be taking on 9th seed Donovan Trumbull Monday night at 7 o'clock. The winner will travel to Kearney Catholic on Tuesday to take on the Stars. Gibbon also playing in the money bracket. They'll be playing 6:15 in Arcadia Loup City, the first of two games being played there on Monday. And if Gibbon is able to work their way past Arcadia Loup City, they then would be traveling to Centura on Tuesday. On the boys' side, Gibbon is the number 7 seed. They will be playing Monday at home against 10th seeded St. Paul. The winner of that game will be traveling to Wood River right back here on Tuesday, so the possibility that Gibbon and Wood River could play a couple of games between now and Tuesday, as Wood River is the 2 seed, and as we mentioned, Gibbon is on their side of the bracket on the boys' side. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. NewTek is your yield leader. Contact a NewTek seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. And we're all set and ready to go as the ball now is in the air and we are underway here. And I think we have a held ball right off the tip, so we have not been able to establish who has the ball first. And so we'll have another jump. Don't see that very often at all. Kind of this is old school now. The two young ladies that tied up the basketball will now jump it to start the game. And it is finally going to be controlled here by Wood River. So an unusual dump there between Emily Loy and Parker Kenton. Entry pass on the inside here. Going to be stolen away. So Wood River forces the action a little bit, and they end up turning the ball over. But then Gibbon, with a bad outlet pass, goes off the hands of the intended receiver, and they'll turn the ball over. So the Eagles get the ball back, work in the offensive end here, and they work it inside for Luer, and she loses the basketball. So Wood River with another turnover. So in the offensive end comes Gibbon here. They get the ball to Walker. Walker gets it down low. Kenton will pull up on the jumper. It is no good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Wood River. So Wood River on the offensive end. They're going to work the ball quickly around the perimeter. Luer has it. Now backing in here is going to be Loy. And Loy stepped on the baseline, and that'll be another Wood River turnover. Defense is not yielding here in the early stages, as both teams have been very, very strong defensively. And Gibbon will inbound it, but they'll face some full-court pressure here. Walker facing some pressure, but is able to get down that sideline. She'll stop, kick it in the lane here for Kenton. Kenton loses the ball. Alternating possession will come into effect here, as it's going to be a held ball. And it will remain in possession here of Gibbon. So Lady Buffs to inbound it. Miranda Smith to toss it in. Cutting through there is Snell. Snell puts up a quick little shot on the inbounds play, and now she'll be heading to the line. And that is going to be a hold here on Emily Loy. So Loy with the first foul of the game here for either team. And to the free throw line is going to be Ellie Snell for a couple of shots. And the first one is up and no good. So still no score here with 7:02 to go in the first quarter. And the officials get everything all straightened out here and hand the ball right back out to number 10. The free throw is no good. And a long rebound taken out of there by Wood River. Up high for it there was Sam Luer. Luer with a little penetration, kicks it out to the left side. And that'll be another Wood River turnover. So Gibbon will get the ball back at the end of their own bench. And Miranda Smith will inbound it here for Walker. And Walker will face a little bit more of this zone trap as they try to trap at midcourt. And they're able to pass the ball up ahead. Oltman gets the pass, throws it in the lane to Kenton, and Kenton has her pocket pick. Nice defensive play there by Luer, and Wood River forces the turnover. So here come the Eagles in the offensive end. They're going to kick it off on the right wing here for Herman. Caitlin Herman gives it in the corner there for Tarks. Back around the perimeter we go. With it here is Luer. Luer enters it in. Power move here by Sam Luer. She's going to take it off glass and score. That's a nice little move there by Sam Luer. Takes it off the glass for our first 2 points of the ball game. And then Gibbon with a long outlet pass missed the target, and there'll be a Gibbon turnover. So Wood River will inbound it. In fact, they don't actually touch the ball, so on the baseline, the Eagles will inbound it, and they'll lob it to the free throw line. Driving now with Sam Luer. Has her shot blocked on the inside there by Parker Kenton, but the ball is going to be picked up. Another long jumper here for Wood River. They can't get the three-pointer to fall, and pulling down the rebound is going to be the Buffaloes. In the offensive end, with a little bit of pressure put on her, is Parker Kenton. And she kicked the ball up ahead here for Miranda Smith. Smith gets it down low. Turnaround jumper here for Oltman. Oltman's shot will not fall. And the rebound out to Wood River. In the offensive end, they'll bring it here for Loy, who now skips it on the right side for Caitlin Herman. Herman gets it back inside here for Sam Luer. Luer with a 15-foot jumper that won't fall. And the rebound taken out by the Buffaloes. On the run after the rebound is Miranda Smith, and Smith will drive the distance, take it off glass, and score. And then a long pass on the inbounds, and they catch everybody napping. Sloan Tarks gets that long outlet pass. She's able to lay it up and in, and Wood River takes that two-point lead right back here. They lead it 4-2 with 5:19 to go, and the ball knocked out of bounds, but it was last touch by the Eagles, who are contesting everything here. as they're going full court pressure. Ball inbounded from Miranda Smith. She dribbles down that sideline, uses up her dribble, pass is deflected and picked up there by Sam Luer. So it's going to be a Gibbon turnover. Can't really run with it, but they find a backdoor cutter. There's going to be Tarks. Tarks takes it off glass. Shot won't fall. And Gibbon comes down with the rebound as Wood River right now not shooting exceptionally well, but fighting for that rebound and trying to tip it up was Tarks. And Tarks was fouled. And they're going to say that that tip was an attempt to shoot. So she'll go to the line and shoot two. And Nisha Altman has picked up her first foul. Her first free throw was good. And so Tarks makes the first two free throws. And it's now 5-2. Second free throw up and good. She rolls that one over the front of the rim. And she'll come out of the ball game. And Ellie Luer will check in. So Ellie Luer checks in. Ball inbounded here for Ellie Snell. Long pass up ahead, and it's going to be tipped by the Eagles. Yeah. Long pass, and Nisha Altman couldn't quite get her hands on it, as it was Ellie Luer who was able to tip it away from her. So Snell to toss in here for Gibbon. She'll get the ball in the hands here for Altman, who kicks it out here for Walker. Walker is going to fire the three-pointer. It's no good. And rebound taken out by the Buffaloes. On the run here, Smith, and Smith puts up a nice little floater. And so Miranda Smith gets her first little runner in the lane there, and she now has four in the game. And in transition, a quick little shot put up here for Wood River. That one will not fall, and they are able to come away with it are the Buffaloes. In the offensive end, Parker Kenton with the dribble. She pulled down the rebound, brings it in the offensive side, and hasn't passed it off yet, and she gives it off here for Miranda Smith. Smith playing keep away from Emily Loy here, and the pass on the left side. Well, somebody was in the wrong spot here for Gibbon, and that'll be a Buffalo turnover. Checking in here for the Buffs is going to be Larissa Tomlinson, and the 5'4 senior will come back in. Actually, be her first time in the game right now. They trail it 6-4 as the Eagles kick it around on the right side. Enter pass down low off glass. We've got a foul. Good passing sets up Nisha Altman, where she's going to go line and have a couple of shots. As we've got the block, and that will be the second foul on Nisha Altman. So Altman called for her second foul. And the free throw here for Luer is no good. So Ellie Luer will have one more free throw. And a chance to add to a 6-4 lead as we're midway through the first quarter. Second free throw is short. And the Eagles are able to track it down the corner. Good hustle over there. But then the outlet pass is stolen away. Sam Luer got the rebound, but then the long pass goes off the mark. Another loose ball, and again fighting for the ball there is going to be Luer. Luer lost the ball, and it'll go out of bounds off of her. Ball was loose, but almost picked up there by Sam Luer, and it'll be a turnover here as Wood River and Gibbon essentially swap turnovers. 6-4, quarter number one. A two-point lead here for Wood River. They have led throughout, but Gibbon right now will have a chance to either tie it or take the lead back. For the Eagles, Sloan Tark's going to check back into the ball game. And tossing in the ball here is going to be Gibbon, and Miranda Smith going to be held. As she got that pass right back off the inbounds play. And Jessica Rauert going to be called for her first foul of the game. Both teams have been called for a couple of fouls. Gibbon will inbound the basketball. They get it to Snell. Snell loses the ball into the hands of Alyssa Brown, but Brown couldn't come up with it. Long pass tipped up ahead. It's going to be a turnover. Now Wood River has numbers. On the drive here is going to be Tarks. Tarks is going to kick the ball right back out here for Rauert. Around the perimeter we go. They get it to Brown. Top of the circle. Asking for it again here is Rauert. She gets it off on that right side. Gives it for Tarks. Back around the perimeter we go. They give it left side for Alyssa Brown, and a 15-foot jumper here by Tarks, no good. And the rebound taken out by Wood River. Nice ball movement here. Entry pass now inside for Ellie Luer. Ellie Luer loses the basketball, and coming up with it is Gibbon. They're on the run here. On the outside, it's Snell. Snell dribbles all the way down the baseline, kicks it out. Stopping at the elbow is Walker with the dribble. She'll kick the ball out here for Kenton. Kenton kicks left side for Smith. Smith in the corner for Snell. Entry pass down low, and that's going to be a turnover here on the Buffaloes. Trying to get it inside, and stepping in the passing lane there is Ellie Luer, and makes the steal. Rowert in the offensive end, looks at the elbow, but off of the screen, we'll give it off here left side for Alyssa Brown. Brown in the corner being defensed there nicely by Tomlinson, and they'll kick the ball out for Rowert. Rowert gets it to Sloan. Sloan on the baseline loses the basketball as Gibbon makes another nice defensive play. On the run is Snell after coming up with it. Drives all the way down to the baseline, puts up a shot. It's hit out of her arms, and she's going to go to the line and shoot two after she was fouled by Wood River's Maddie Luer. So Luer with her first foul in the game. At least these teams are spreading out the fouls for the most part. And the free throw for Gibbons' Ellie Snell is up and good. So she makes the first to two, and it's now 6-5. And Snell with her first points of the ball game. 2:22 to go here, quarter number one. Don't forget on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550. Kearney Catholic traveling to take on Guardian Angels Central Catholic in a girls' game. Second free throw is no good. And Wood River pulls down the rebound. Another long pass, nearly stolen away, but great hustle there by Sloan Tarks after Sam Luer got the rebound. They'll kick it top of the circle. Wood River is going to fire the three-pointer. Shot's no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Eagles. Battling for the ball with Sloan Tarks, but she couldn't put her hands on it. And Larissa Tomlinson will check out of the ball game as Gibbon sends Michaela Walker back into the game, and she'll get the inbound. Walker facing a double team. Is able to get past Maddie Luer, but picks up her dribble, throws it near midcourt. Ball is tipped. Trying to track it down there is Maddie Hyde, and Hyde is able to get it over to Walker. So Walker has it as Gibbon maintains possession here with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. 6-5. Gibbon has not had a lead in the ball game as of yet. The largest lead for Wood River has only been two, so we play this one pretty tight all the way through here. On the left side, Snell works it around the perimeter. Walker's going to fire a three, and that one is no good. And the rebound out to Gibbon. Snagging the bound there was Maddie Hyde. Hyde gets it out to Walker. Back into the corner, Snell. She's going to fire a three, and she hits the three. So Ellie Snell pulls down a nice little look there, drains the three-pointer, and Gibbon has their first lead at 8-5. Minute 14 to go here in the first quarter. Wood River on the left wing. They get it to Alyssa Brown. Brown's going to split that zone, then kick. Nice entry pass inside for Sloan Tarks, who loses the basketball into the hands of Maddie Hyde. So Wood River turned the ball over there, had a great look at it, and a nice entry pass down low for Tarks, but she couldn't hold on to the basketball. Cheyenne Ellis got the ball on that left side. They work it back around the perimeter, and Walker's pass is a little bit off the mark here for Gibbon, and that'll be a turnover. Ellie Luer checking back in here for Wood River, who trail it now 8-6. We've got 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Eagles bringing in the offensive end. That's Emily Loy. Kicks it top of the circle for Maddie Luer. Back to Loy on that right side. Steps in, took an extra step. Yep. So turnover has been an issue here really for both teams. Wood River's turned it over 9 times, given 8 here in the first quarter. And down the sideline, long pass here by Michaela Walker gets it up ahead, and we got a miss on the rebound as Maddie Hyde had it. Couldn't quite get the shot to fall, and then fighting for the ball back was Hyde, and Hyde is going to be called for the foul. She went over the back trying to pull down that rebound. So 20 seconds left. Eagles, again, down by a couple of points. Bring it the offensive end. That's Brown, who kicks it down top of the circle for Loy. Loy uses up her dribble, gives it off to Brown. Brown, bounce pass inside for Sam Luer, and Luer on her way to the basket is fouled with 10 seconds to go. She's pushed from behind. And that will be another foul here on Maddie Hyde. She picks up 2 fouls in the span of about 25 seconds. So Wood River with 10 seconds to go will inbound it, and there's a foul in a bucket. Ellie Luer caught the ball, went up strong with it, was hit in the face, and as she was being hit in the face, banked it off the glass, and there'll be an old-fashioned three-point play try here. Nice job there by Luer to hit the shot, and then she was fouled by Snell. And she makes the free throw, and I think that confused a few people because they didn't realize that she made the bucket. So she makes the and one here. And Wood River takes the lead back. 5 seconds left. Stepping through a double team here is Walker. Walker at half court has to shoot it and doesn't realize she's about to run out of time. So there's the horn. And Wood River has a 9-8 lead as we head to the second quarter as they've got the lead over the Gibbon Buffaloes. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with the second quarter right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And for a moment, I think one of the teams had too many players out there, but we're at our allotment 5-on-5 here as we'll start the second quarter. 2-3 zone here for Gibbon as Wood River with a 1-point lead have the basketball. They get it to the elbow and a quick jumper up and good for Sam Lure. Nice ball movement there, and she had a 15-foot jumper and allows the Eagles to put full court pressure on, and Coach Rayburn's got to call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 11-8, a 30-second timeout being taken here by Gibbon, and we'll take it with them. 7:43 to go in the second quarter. We're back to right after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Back here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, Gibbon had to call the timeout because of the pressure. This time they still facing pressure, but Ellie Snell gets a nice little screen, dribbles around it, gives it to Nisha Oltman in the lane, and Oltman with a nice lean in, and Oltman is able to take it off the glass and score. But quickly, kicked up ahead here on the run is Sam Lure. Lure, little runner. That one will not fall. Offensive rebound, and then finally coming out with it is going to be Gibbon. Snagging the bound eventually is Ellie Snell, and Snell still on the drive, lost the ball, puts up a shot now, and she'll head to the line. Lost the ball momentarily, nearly taken from her by Emily Loy on that baseline, but drove in hard and then was hit by Tarks. And Tarks is going to be called for her first foul of the game. So the free throw is up and good here for Snell. She came up with the rebound earlier. And Snell makes one and then misses one. And the rebound taken out of there by Wood River. On the run, driving in the lane is Maddie Lure. Lure lost the ball. They're going to get the ball into the hands of Tarks here, and then Tarks is going to be fouled. So Tarks comes up with the rebound here, but she's hit on the arm, and she'll go to the line after being fouled by Snell. So 11-11, and Tarks will have two free throws, and the first one's good. And that'll put Wood River back on top. Neither team has had a lead larger than 2 points here in the ballgame. So second free throw on the way here, and it is up and good. So Tarks hits a couple of free throws, and then Gibbon turns the ball over. With the turnover, they'll get the ball up ahead. On the run here is Maddie Lure, and Lure is going to be hit on the arm. And so after that given turnover, it's going to turn into another opportunity here for Wood River. And the foul is I'm not sure who they. Yeah, they gave it to Miranda Smith. So Smith is going to be called for the foul. And lured to the free throw line. She missed the first one. She's got one more coming up here. And the free throw bounces off the back of the rim, goes up high in the air, gets a nice shooter's touch, and it's now 14-11. This is the largest lead of the game here for Wood River, being 3 points. They pressure the basketball, but Snell gets over to Walker. Walker's going to drive, has her shot blocked there by Tarks, and Tarks losing the ball, and we get a timeout taken here by Wood River. That is a good timeout by head coach Phil Smith, who maintains the possession because they're about to turn the ball over. And so they'll take a timeout. We'll take it with them. A 3-point lead now for Wood River, 14-11 with 6:38 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Back after this.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. As the timeout being taken here, the Eagles will inbound the basketball. Now it's the Buffaloes who will press it a little bit. No problem here for the Eagles breaking the press, though, as Luer gets it to Tarks. Shot missed. Luer gets the rebound, and Sam Luer can't get the shot to fall, but she'll be heading to the free throw line and will have an opportunity to add to a lead, and that's going to be the third foul called on Snell here. So suddenly, Gibbon facing some foul trouble. And Luer's free throw is no good. So Sam Luer with 4 points and 6 rebounds so far here in the ball game. 6:26 to go, second quarter, 3-point lead for Wood River. And that second free throw is also no good. And tracking the rebound is going to be Parker Kenton for Gibbon. And Kenton will kick the ball up ahead for Walker. Walker nearly lost the ball in that sideline. Was able to get the ball back out for Kenton. Entry pass down low for Altman. And Altman had the ball knocked out of her hands by Wood River. So it still will be Buffalo basketball here as they're going to toss it in that far corner. And finally getting over there is going to be Parker Kenton. So Kenton will get the inbounds. And the entry pass can be tipped, but Altman picks it up on the baseline, tries to hit a little left-handed shot there. It will not go. And the rebound taken out by Wood River. As Emily Loy pulls down the rebound, entry pass down low, and Wood River is going to turn the ball over. So Walker in the offensive end. She'll spin at half court and bounce at top of the circle here for Kenton. And Kenton took an extra step. That'll be another turnover here for Gibbon. Unofficially, Gibbon with 10 turnovers, Wood River with 11. As both teams have struggled a little bit, maintaining possession of the basketball. Skip pass on that right wing. With it is Loy. Loy's going to fire a three-pointer, no good. And Gibbon snags the bound. Good work there, pulling down that rebound by Shayla Ellis. As Ellis pulls down the rebound, and there's a lot of pressure being put on, and Gibbons forced to call yet another timeout. So this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take a timeout with him with 5:24 to go here in the second quarter. It's 14-11. Wood River with the lead. Gibbon with the ball. We come back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Right now, 14-11. Gibbon down by three, but they've got the basketball as they inbound it here. And down that left sideline is Walker. And Walker had the ball knocked out of her hands and into the Wood River student body. But it was last touched by the Eagles, so Gibbon maintains the possession. Tossing it in here is going to be Bree Bailey. And Bailey helps working on the baseline here for Anisha Altman. Altman about 6 feet away, fading away. Her jumper is no good. And the rebound taken out, and quickly the Eagles are running up court with it. Snagging the bound there was Maddie Luehr. Luehr gets it in the lane here for Tarks. Tarks puts up the jumper. It's no good. And Parker Kenton pulls down the rebound after the miss on the other end. So they'll just kind of working around the perimeter here. Long pass on the baseline for Altman. Altman puts up a shot, no good. Offensive rebound by Ellis. Ellis' shot won't fall, but she is fouled. And that will go against Wood River's Jessica Rowert. And for Rowert, that will be her second foul. So the free throw is up high, and rattling it in is going to be Cheyenne Ellis. So Ellis makes the first two, makes it a two-point ball game with 5:44 to go, and that second free throw up very, very high, rebounded by Wood River, but then the outlet pass is off the mark, and that'll be a turnover. Tarks pulled down the rebound, but then her outlet pass didn't find anybody, and so that'll be a turnover. So inbounded in the corner, there's Walker firing the three. It's no good, and the rebound was momentarily in the hands of Altman, and Altman lost the basketball. Kick on the right side, shot is up and good. Nice ball movement there, and Luehr hits a nice little runner on that right side from about 10 feet away on the baseline, and it's now a four-point lead, 4:19 to go. Pressure being put on the basketball, trying to work its way through it is Kenton. Kenton gives it up ahead for Walker. Walker's across the timeline, gives it for Parker Kenton, and around the perimeter we go as Bailey will give it off on that right side, and we're going to have a push away from the ball, and it's going to be an offensive foul called on Gibbon, and that'll be on Nisha Altman. An offensive foul on her with a little push, and that will be her third foul. So she'll come out of the ball game now. And Altman has found herself in a little bit of foul trouble with only 2 points. And you can tell that she is a work in progress, sure, but she's going to be a pretty good offensive player when it's all said and done. 5'11", but actually plays a little bit bigger than that, taller than that. Entry pass down low, knocked loose, tracking it down top of the circle with Sam Luehr. Luehr's going to hand it off here for Maddie Luehr. Maddie will drive for Wood River, takes it off glass. Shot won't fall. And rebound taken out of there by Gibbon, snagging the bound there. That was Miranda Smith. So Smith gets the rebound. There is a jumper on the left wing. It's no good. Good hustle there, tracking down the ball here by Cheyenne Ellis. Ellis can't get the shot to fall, and that'll be a turnover as they try to throw it back to the inside. And so Gibbon loses the ball again. 3:21 to go. We also lost a shoe. So a little stoppage here as Gibbon will inbound the Wood River will inbound the ball after we make some shoe repairs. Coming up in just a little bit, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. With 3:20 to go here in the second quarter, it is 16-12, a four-point lead for Wood River, and they've got the basketball at the elbow. 15-foot jumper on the right side, no good for Luehr. Luehr can't pull it down, and Gibbon will pull into the offensive end. The rebound was taken out there by Bree Bailey, and Bailey has to dribble on that left side, throws it in the lane for Ellis, and Ellis hits the jumper. Cheyenne Ellis. Nice ball movement there. Sets her up, and it's a two-point ball game. In the lane, little runner, and we've got a foul. They got the ball in the lane here for Ellie Luehr, and Luehr hit with the body as she put up the shot, and the foul is going to be on Parker Kenton. That'll be just her first. So the free throw rolls around and is no good for Ellie Luehr. Luehr with 3 points in the ball game, trying to make it for a three-point lead. And cannot. She missed both free throws. But tracking down the rebound in the corner there is going to be Wood River. Great hustle there by Sam Luehr to pull down the rebound. Back around the perimeter we go. Three-pointer on the left side. No good here for Alyssa Brown. And the ball's on the ground. Offensive rebound now for Caitlin Herman. Herman's shot won't fall. And she had a great opportunity And then another Wood River turnover. Picking up the loose ball here for Gibbon is going to be Parker Kenton. Kenton working against Herman, brings it across the timeline, uses upper dribble, looking down that sideline, and they'll get it off here for Ellis. Ellis is in a little bit of trouble, but throws it off for Bailey, top of the circle. Now nice movement over for Walker. Walker is going to fire a three-pointer. It's no good, and the rebound going to be stolen out here by Parker Kenton. So Kenton gets the offensive rebound and a little drive. She'll take it off glass and score. So we're tied at 16. Good hustle there by Kenton. So we'll work the ball around the perimeter, tied at 16. With it for Wood River, top of the circle there is Herman. Skip pass on the left wing here for Alyssa Brown. Brown enters it in, posting up there is Luer in the lane. She'll kick it out, open three-pointer here for Maddie Luer. Luer's shot won't fall, and the rebound was pulled down there by Wood River, and then a foul is going to be called here on Gibbon. Well, it was actually the rebound was taken earlier, and they're going to call the foul. My apologies, getting there late. I just saw her ripping out there with it. It was Ellie Luer, and Luer is the one that's going to be called for the foul. So that'll be Luer's first foul. And the Buffaloes will face some full court pressure. They get it to Bailey. Bailey dribbled into a little bit of problem there, but was able to find Parker Kenton. Now Kenton has it in the offensive end. She'll stop, kick it top of the circle here for Smith. Smith gives it off on the right wing here for Ellis. Back out for Smith. Smith gives it off for Parker Kenton. Minute four to go before halftime. Top of the circle, Miranda Smith. Ball is deflected and stolen away. Coming up with a steal here is going to be Jessica Rowert. Rowert can't get the shot to fall, and we're going to tie up the rebound. So Rowert with a nice little runner there, had a great opportunity, but missed the layup. And then the rebound is tied up, possession arrow pointing to Gibbon. So the Buffaloes will have the basketball with 52.4 to go. We're tied at 16, and checking in a little bit ago was Larissa Tomlinson. She gets inbounded, and now they double-team her, and we're going to have a timeout taken here by Gibbon. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 48 seconds to go before halftime, tied at 16. We're back after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And we mentioned it before that on ESPN 1460 and 1550, somewhat unusual single game. You know, usually there's doubleheaders, but just Guardian Angels girls playing Kearney Catholics girls tonight in what should be a great matchup. Starting about 25 minutes on ESPN. Entry pass in the hands of Tomlinson. She's in trouble, and they're going to call a reach here on the Eagles, and I think they're going to give it to number 30, Emily Loy. Yeah, they're going to give it to Loy, and that is going to be her second. So to the free throw line for Gibbon is going to be Larissa Tomlinson. She'll have a 1-1. That's now 7 fouls that have been called against Wood River. So Loy at the line, free throw is up and good. So that'll earn her the bonus. And it'll put Gibbon back on top. They led briefly in the first quarter. I think they had a one-point lead here in the second as well. And the free throw here is up and good. So she makes both of them. As Tomlinson strokes in two, and Gibbon equals their largest lead of the game. They lead by two. Wood River's led by four a couple of times. And now they've got the ball back. And they'll break the timeline now with 38 seconds to go before halftime. On the bounce is Maddie Luer. Gives it off on that right side to Sam. They'll kick it off here for Loy. Loy will fire a three-pointer. No good. We've got bodies on the ground. And finally coming up with the basketball is going to be Walker. So Walker in the offensive end will stop. Give it off on the right side with 19 seconds left. And now slowing it down for Gibbon is going to be Cheyenne Ellis. Ellis gives it off here for Walker. facing a little bit of pressure. Miranda Smith now has it, dribbles up to the free throw line, puts up a little runner. It's short, but she is fouled. And the foul will be on Emily Loy, and she's picked up her third foul of the game with 8.3 to go here before halftime. And Smith will step the line to shoot two, trying to add to a two-point lead, and she does. She makes the first to two, and it's now 19-16, largest lead of the game here for Gibbon. And the second free throw is up, back of the iron to no good. In fact, did not touch any iron, so that will be Wood River basketball with 7.8 to go. So they've got a little bit of time to do something with it. Herman's going to inbound it for Maddie Luer. Luer on the run, 5 seconds left. Luer dribbles that left side, gives it on the baseline for Tarks. Tarks back around top of the circle for Luer, gives it off right side on the pass, and they're not going to have enough time to put up a shot. So largest lead of the first half here for Gibbon, and they'll take it in the locker room. They lead it 19-16 as we head to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to Wood River. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We are at a halftime, where right now Gibbon has a 19-16 lead over Wood River in a, well, it's always a heated rivalry between these two Luplat Conference rivals just down the road from each other. And so right now at halftime of the girls' game, the advantage falls to Gibbon, who lead it now 19-16. And again, let's go through the entire brackets that we have for you here in the Luplat Conference Boys and Girls Tournaments. They've been announced earlier this week. We'll start with the girls, and on Monday, both these two teams will be in action. Gibbon will be at home. They are the number 8 seed. They'll be taking on Donovan Trumbull at 7 o'clock in Wood River. The winner of that game then on Tuesday will travel to take on top-seeded Kearney Catholic. On Tuesday in Ord, the Lady Chanticleers will play host to fifth-seeded Ravenna. Ord is the number 4 seed. Meanwhile, Gibbon is the number 10 seed in the conference. At 6:15 on Monday, they'll play at Arcadia Loup City, who's the 7 seed. The winner of that game then would have Centura traveling to Northern Caro on Tuesday. So again, that game is Monday night in Arcadia Loup City, as Gibbon, the number 10 seed, will be taking on Arcadia Loup City. On the other side of that end of the bracket, third-seeded Adams Central will be taking on St. Paul in Adams Central on Tuesday. And, of course, the semifinals and finals this year are in Adams Central. The girls' semifinals will be on Friday. The boys' semifinals at Adams Central will be on Thursday of next week. And real quick, on the boys' side, the number 1 seed overall is Adams Central. They'll take on the winner of Arcadia and Loup City. That game will be played at Arcadia Loup City on Monday. Arcadia Loup City is the 8 seed. Centura is the 9 seed. Ravenna Kearney Catholic will play in Ravenna on Tuesday on that side of the bracket. Ravenna the 4 seed. Kearney Catholic is the 5 seed. and Donovan Trumbull and Ord will be the other side of that semifinal action. They are the 3 and 6 seeds. They'll hook up in the quarterfinals. I misspoke. They'll be in the quarterfinals. Ord is the 3 seed. They'll host Donovan Trumbull on Tuesday. The Gibbon boys are the number 7 seed. They'll be at home on Monday taking on St. Paul. And so the Gibbon boys Monday at 7 o'clock at home against St. Paul. If they win that game, then they would be traveling right back here to Wood River on Tuesday. Wood River is the number 2 overall seed on the boys' side. They'll be in action Tuesday night at 7 o'clock here in Wood River. So those are the girls and boys brackets for you. And don't forget that we'll have coverage. I haven't really decided the quarterfinals, but the semifinals on the boys' side on Thursday, the girls' semifinals on Friday, as well as the championship games will be on our right here on Classic Hits 98.9. That'll be next week. And on our sister station on ESPN 1460, we'll have coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament throughout the course of the week. Again, that'll be on ESPN 1460 and 1515. Don't forget that all of our games are broadcast via the World Wide Web at PlantRiverPreps.com. That is all the games in our myriad of stations, including The Breeze, KHAS Radio, as well as Classic Hits and ESPNs. So, again, PlantRiverPreps.com, really the only spot you need to know to be able to follow all those games live, online, and podcasts that you can listen to. Maybe you go to the game and you want to listen to the game as you're driving back home at the conclusion, because we put the podcast up almost immediately. And, again, that'll be at PlantRiverPreps.com. Again, at halftime, Gibbon with a 19-16 lead over Wood River. We're still totaling up some numbers here. We'll kind of break out the abacus and give you some shooting percentages and stuff. We'll take a look at our halftime statistics when we continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll sort out the numbers. We come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And welcome back here. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We're at intermission right now where Gibbon is leading Wood River 19-16 here at intermission. Just some numbers to throw your way. Gibbon right now out-rebounding Wood River 18-13. That's probably the biggest number, and it makes up for the fact that Gibbon has actually turned the ball over a little bit more than what Wood River has. I have Gibbon with 15 turnovers, 13 for Wood River. But again, a 5 rebounding edge here for the Lady Buffaloes, 18-13. And real quick, taking a look at the individual numbers, and we'll begin with the visiting team, the Gibbon Buffaloes, who have a 19-16 lead here at intermission, being led by Ellie Snell, who's got 5 points at intermission. Miranda Smith also with 5 points. Cheyenne Ellis off the bench has 3. Larissa Tomlinson has 2. Parker Kenton with a couple of points. And Nisha Oldman with a little bit of foul trouble has 2 points so far here in the ball game. Leading rebounder is Parker Kenton. She has 6 rebounds unofficially here in the first half. Shooting for Gibbon in the first half, 6 of 17. That's about 35%. That's what I have for them here in half number one. For Wood River, as we mentioned, trailing it now 19-16, being led by Sam Luer. She's got 6 points at intermission. Sloan Tarks also with 6 points here at the break. Luer, by the way, also has 7 rebounds. Ellie Luer, she's got 3 points in the game, and Maddie Luer with 1 point in the game. So the sisters have 10 of the 16 points here for Wood River. Again, it's Sam Luer with 6, Sloan Tarks with 6, Ellie Luer with 3, and Maddie Luer with 1. Unofficially, 5 of 27 shooting. They're shooting about 19% in the game. Once again, our halftime score, 19-16. It's Wood River with the lead here over Gibbon. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Both teams obviously struggling a little bit in terms of controlling the basketball, and whoever probably turns the ball over less here in the second half will decidedly have an advantage. So just controlling that ball might be a fairly important aspect here as we start the second half. Wood River has the basketball, and they are trailing it now by 3, as we mentioned, and their pass right on cue is stolen away by Gibbon. Snell with the steal, Snell with the layup, and she's going to lay it up and in. So after she comes up with the steal, and Wood River with another turnover, they throw the ball down low. It's off the hands of great defensive play there by Nisha Altman. It goes off of her hands as she was able to swat away as they were lobbing it to the inside. 2-3 zone here in the lane. They get the ball to Sam Luer, and Luer is able to stroke it in. So Sam Luer with the bucket. And the outlet pass nearly stolen away, but Oldman's able to track it down. Gives it off for Michaela Walker. Walker's going to drive. Loses it. Altman comes up with the rebound. And they'll work the ball back around the perimeter. It was deflected for a moment there, and now resetting the half-court offense is going to be Walker. Walker's just going to give the ball right back out here for Kenton, who kicks now left side here for Miranda Smith. Left wing, three-pointer for Snell. Snell's three is no good. And we've got another foul called on the inside as they had a little runner on that left wing. And the push is going to be called here on Sloan Tarks. That is going to be her second foul. First foul of the second half. So Tarks with 2, and it is a shooting foul. And Parker Kenton, who we'll give her credit for that rebound, then is fouled. So she's going to be shooting 2, and the first one's good. And a 4-point lead here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Second free throw is no good. And rebound taken out by the Eagles. Both teams have had 4-point leads in the ballgame. Other than that, it's been pretty close. Entry pass loose, picked up here by Ellie Luer. Luer is going to lay it off glass, and she's fouled on the way to the basket. Ball was knocked loose, and sticking with it was Luer. And then Luer is fouled by Snell, and for Snell, holy cow, that is her 4th foul of the game, and we're at the 6:53 mark of the third quarter, and she's still out there. Free throw, back of the iron, and no good. And here comes the substitution. Yep, Cheyenne Ellis checking in for her. So we're Luer at the free throw line. Second free throw good. So she missed the first one, makes the second. And it's a 3-point ball game. Ball rolling around, finally tracking it down is Miranda Smith. Smith pass stolen away. Stepping in there is going to be Heisey. Heisey then missed the shot, had a great opportunity at it after the Gibbon turnover. Gibbon now kicks it on the right side after they pull down the rebound. Ellis works it around the perimeter, gives it left side for Kenton. Kenton in trouble, and stepping in there making the steal are the Eagles. On the run here is going to be Maddie Luer. Luer passes up ahead here, and Alyssa Brown now will be going to the free throw line. So driving in there hard, and then the foul is going to be called on Parker Kenton. That'll be her second. And Brown's free throw banks off the glass and is no good. Score remains 22-19, 6:29 to go here in quarter number three. We had a halftime just a little bit ago. Second free throw is up high, rolls around the rim, and no good. And Gibbon again getting the rebound. That was Maddie Hyde who snagged the rebound. She'll bring it in the offensive end by passing it to Miranda Smith. Smith works it around the Kenton. Back to Kenton, nearly stolen away by Brown. Nice job going to the ball there was Parker Kenton. Otherwise, that had been a turnover. Kenton on the dribble and carried it. Yep. Brown was able to stay with her and pressure the ball, and it forced that turnover. Again, whoever turns the ball over the least amount is probably going to be in great shape. That'll be tonight's Seeds of Success, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? That's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great Seeds of Success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Entry pass very quickly here for Wood River, and we're going to have a reach called on the shot, putting up the shot for the Eagles there was Ellie Luer. Now Luer will go to the free throw line after the foul was called on Maddie Hyde, and that's going to be the third on Hyde. First free throw for Luer is no good. And the second free throw rolls in as well. It goes in. So that'll make it now 22-20. Got about 6 minutes to go here, third quarter. Ball inbounded for Walker. Walker trapped in that corner, and she's going to try to throw it off the legs of one of the Eagles and does. The trap was set there by both Rowert and Maddie Luer, and she was able to throw it off of Luer. Stepping near midcourt with the ball here is going to be Miranda Smith, and Coach Rayburn going to call a timeout here. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. They put the trap on right at midcourt. Coach didn't like how that was looking, so Coach Rayburn calls the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. Just a quick little programming reminder for you that coming up on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550, Kearney Catholic, a game that they wanted to schedule to try to boost their wild card points and kind of test themselves a little bit. They scheduled the game with Guardian Angels Central Catholic, one of the better teams in Class C2, and they're playing that game at Seward tonight, and that'll be on our sister station on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Doug is on his way to beautiful downtown Seward. Ball inbounded here for Gibbon. Miranda Smith brings it across the timeline in the lane, loses the basketball. No, didn't lose the basketball. Great job holding on to it. Got it to Oltman, and Oltman dishes on the left wing, and it's up for Cheyenne Ellis, and Ellis will score. Nice pass there by Oltman. And Gibbon pushes that lead back out to four. Left wing on the dribble here is going to be Ryert. Shot no good. And rebounded down there by Ellis. So Ellis pulls down the defensive rebound after Wood River can't get a nice little runner to go. Ball going to be handed off here for Walker. Walker dribbles into a little bit of trouble. Gets it off here for Oltman. Oltman going to drive and loses the ball. And that's pretty good Eagle defense there. On the run now is Maddie Luer. She'll stop. Kick it out. Tracking it down with Jessica Rowert. In the lane, finds Sam Luer. Sam Luer's quick little jumper is no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be on Gibbon. Cheyenne Ellis, just her first foul. And so the Eagles will inbound underneath their own basket. Tossing in is going to be Alyssa Brown. Pass loose, and now we're going to have a foul. It was knocked down initially, but Ellie Luer is able to track it down, and she was hit on the arm as she put up the shot. And so she'll step line and shoot a couple after Bree Bailey is called for the foul. So Luer at the line, shooting two, and the first one here is no good. Wood River's leaving a lot of points out there. They're only now 8 of 20 from the free throw line, given at least shooting 50% at 7 out of 14. Second free throw is up and good. So Luer now with 6 points in the game, and it's 24-21. Gibbon has led throughout the second half here. They went to halftime with a three-point lead, have a three-point lead now, but they just turned the ball over, or did they? Tracking it down is Brown. Brown is able to finally get it down here to Maddie Luer, and Luer will kick the ball off here on the left wing. That's Rowert with it. Rowert looking to the inside. Ball fake. Sam Luer is going to drive. Took an extra step. Yeah, that's pretty good Gibbon defense to force that Wood River turnover. She was going to drive, but she could not shoot over the top of Nisha Altman, and that's one of those turnovers forced by a 5'11 player that actually plays taller than that. Kick up ahead here for Smith on the fast break. Steps around the defender. Can't get the shot to fall. And rebounded by Wood River. So they're on the run here after they pull down the defensive rebound after the Gibbon miss. And they'll work around the perimeter. Right wing with it is Brown. Enters it down low. Back and in here is Tarks. And Tarks will take it off glass and score. Nice post move there by Sloan Tarks. And we've got a one-point ball game. And we're going to have them step out of bounds on that far side. Michaela Walker turned the ball over here. When the official blew his whistle, he put his hands on his hip. I thought he was going to call a block. But instead, it's going to be a Gibbon turnover over there. By the way, I would agree. I didn't think that there was a block there. So it is Wood River ball. On the run here is going to be Maddie Luer, and Luer draws the body contact on the shot. She'll head to the line after the foul called here on Cheyenne Ellis. That'll be her second. So Luer with two free throws and a couple of opportunities to tie the game. The first one's no good. So it remains 24-23. Gibbon with the lead. They led it at intermission, 19-16. Second free throw here is up and good. So we're back where we started, and that's tied with 4:02 to go in the third quarter. Checking in is Sierra Huxtable here for Wood River, her first action on the night. Buffalo's inbound. Kenton gets the ball back after inbounding it. They're trapping her, and Kenton pass over for Bree Bailey. Bailey has it stolen away by Brown. So Gibbon turns the ball over. Brown comes up with it, kicks it top of the circle for Sam Luer, drives the lane, and puts up a nice little floater. So Sam Luer finds that open area and will give the Eagles the lead, and it gives them the chance to press again. And we've got another timeout being taken here by Gibbon. The Buffs force the call, a timeout. They've only got two left here in the ballgame. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Wood River with a 26-24 lead with 3:39 to go here in the third. We're back after this.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River, and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. 26-24. Wood River has been able to erase a three-point halftime deficit. They have the lead now. And again, they're pressing Gibbon here, hoping that by doing so, they'll force the Buffaloes into a few more turnovers. 22 turnovers on Gibbon and 15 here for Wood River. So Gibbon has turned the ball over a lot more here in the second half. Walker dribbles down that right sideline, channels the press here, and then has it stolen away. Just reaching out and taking it there is Sam Luer. And Luer will kick it up ahead, shot blocked cleanly, and it rolls out to Sloan Tarks. So Tarks comes up with the rebound here, and they work the ball around the perimeter. With it was Alyssa Brown. She'll kick it off on the right wing here for Sierra Huxtable. Huxtable's entry pass going to be knocked away by Nisha Altman and out of bounds. Owen, the 5'11 senior, alters a lot of shots. Entry pass for Alyssa Brown. Brown gets it in the lane here for Sloan Tarks. And Tarks took an extra step. And again, Altman altered that shot there and caused the turnover. So Bree Bailey inbounds, trying to get it for Altman. Entry pass tipped away. Gibbon turns the ball over again. Eagles work around the perimeter. Sierra Huxtable has it. Kicks it off here for Maddie Luer. He's going to drive. Give it back out to Huxtable. She doesn't look to shoot. She'll give it to Alyssa Brown. Brown gets it to the elbow for Sam Luer. 15-foot jumper is no good. And then the ball is rebounded initially by the Buffaloes and then tied up there by Sloan Tarks. So we'll give Cheyenne Ellis credit for pulling down the defensive rebound after the Wood River miss, but the possession arrow is pointing to Gibbons, so they'll inbound the ball here. Facing pressure is Parker Kenton. Long pass up ahead near mid court is Bree Bailey. Bailey, a two-on-two, will spin, throw it off of Altman's hands a little bit too high, and Gibbon turns the ball over again. On the run with it is Maddie Luer. Luer's going to stop. Her shot is short, rebounded by Alyssa Brown. And Brown will help work around the perimeter. Another runner here, and we're going to have a foul called on Gibbon. Reaching in is Altman. after the basketball is picked up by a hustling Sam Luer. So Luer will go to the free throw line after, well, they gave the foul to Kenton. And for Parker Kenton, that's going to be her third. Well, both of them were there. The free throw by Luer, no good. She'll have one more free throw coming up here. And the second free throw also a little bit strong. And the rebound goes out of bounds over there and off of White. Just running out of room over there with Sloan Tark. She couldn't pull down the rebound. And Wood River, 10 of 25 from the free throw line. 40% shooting from the line. And Michaela Walker, long pass. It's tracked down by Maddie Hyde, who checked in just a little bit ago. Hyde will give the ball off to Cheyenne Ellis. Long pass up ahead. And a 10-second call just as they got across the timeline. And had Gibbon got that just a shade quicker, they had a 2-on-1. Had they been able, and I'm telling you, it was a difference of about a half second. So ball inbounded here for the Eagles after they force the turnover. They get the ball to Sierra Huxtable. She kicks here right side for Alyssa Brown. Brown enters it on the baseline for Ellie Luer. Luer shot's no good. Trying to track it down to Sloan Tarks, and it's going to go out of bounds. She was on the baseline when she made contact with the ball. And so the Buffaloes will inbound it. They pass it in the corner for Walker. Walker in trouble, but she's able to get it off for Smith. Smith will lead a fast break, will run all the way in. Runs into the body of Ellie Luer, and Luer is going to be called for the foul. Did not have the position. She gave that up just at the last moment. So that hustle there by Miranda Smith. She draws the contact. Now will go to the free throw line and shoot two. A little less than 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Free throw hit the back of the iron, goes up high, and then back through the cylinder. So Smith hits the free throw. She's now got 6 points in the game. Her second free throw is in her hands, on the way, and no good. And rebound there by Wood River. It's Emily Loy who pulls down the rebound. She'll get the ball up here for Maddie Luer. Luer is going to drive. Nice off the high screen. Banking it in is Sam Luer. Nice little pick and roll. And Sam Luer got that bounce pass and then rattled it in. 3-point lead now for Wood River, 28-25. And they're pressuring the ball very effectively. They kick the ball up ahead here for Cheyenne Ellis. Ellis gives it off here for Michaela Walker. Walker loses the ball, but it was knocked out of her hands there by Sierra Huxtable. So Smith will toss in here for the Buffaloes with a minute 33 to go. She'll get the ball over for Kenton. Kenton kicks into the corner for Walker. Walker's going to fire a three-pointer, no good, and it's going to be a hell ball. Snagged originally by Maddie Hyde, and then Hyde had it tied up. Possession arrow pointing to Wood River. So the Eagles will have the basketball. On the bounce here is Maddie Luer. She'll kick on the right side for Emily Loy. Entry pass down low for Sloan Tarks. Tarks in a little bit of trouble. Kicks it out here for Sierra Huxtable. Huxtable works back around the perimeter, giving it to Loy. At the elbow now, Sam Luer. And Luer getting hot as she banks in a shot from about 15 feet away. She's got 14 in the game. Pass over for Walker, and then Walker is going to be blocked. And that'll be a foul on Maddie Luer. That is going to be her second. Minute two to go. Third quarter. 30-25, largest lead of the game here for Wood River. On the dribble up ahead, here is Miranda Smith. Smith gets into a little bit of trouble and loses the basketball. Another Gibbon turnover. Reaching up and making that steal was Tarks. They'll kick the ball up ahead here for Loy. Loy gets it in the lane, stepping through that double team is Sam Luer. Sam Luer's shot's no good. And the offensive rebound by Tarks is up and good. So Sloan Tarks got that ball, muscled it up, and it's now 32-25, 7-point lead, and another deflected pass turns into a Gibbon turnover, and with 25 seconds left, the Eagles want to milk the clock a little bit. They lead at 32-25, and will kick here on the right wing into the hands of Sierra Huxtable. Long pass on the left side, picked up by Maddie Luer. Gives it back out for Huxtable. Right wing, they'll get it for Emily Loy. Loy thought about the three. She's going to drive, take it off glass. Shot no good. Offensive rebound by Loy. Loy then has it stripped out of her hands by Cheyenne Ellis. 3 seconds left, and Parker Kenton is going to throw it from about three-quarters court. going to be well short, and that's going to do it for three quarters of action and a seven-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. Wood River 32, Gibbon 25. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Welcome back here in the Nebraska National Bank broadcast booth as a pretty good battle here in the Lou Platte Conference. That third quarter, very strong for Wood River, outscoring Gibbon in the quarter 16-6. And now a seven-point lead here, but the Buffaloes have the basketball first, trailing at 32-25 as we start the fourth quarter. On the dribble is going to be Miranda Smith. Smith works it down low for Oldman. Oldman shot off glass, won't fall, but she will be heading to the free throw line. And the foul is going to be a reach here on Sam Luer. That's just going to be her first foul of the game. She's done too many things poorly here. Luer with 14 points and 8 rebounds. It's going to be before the shot, so Gibbon will have to inbound it. They fire up a three-pointer on the inbounds play, and it is no good. And we've got a pushing foul on the rebound. And that will go against Wood River. As the ball was initially rebounded there by Altman, and Ellie Luer going to be called for the foul. So Oldman goes to the line and shoot two, and the senior misses the first of two. Score remains 32-25, 7:36 to go here in quarter number one. Second free throw up and good. That one hit nothing but the bottom of the net. Good-looking stroke there for Nisha Oldman, who now has 3 points in the ballgame. So here comes Wood River with the lead and the ball. Maddie Luer will kick off on the right side. Pass deflected, but Sam Luer picks it up on the baseline. Can't dribble against Snell, so they'll give it off. Now driving here is going to be the Eagles, and the shot is blocked by Oldman. Loose ball picked up on the run. Left-handed layup, no good for Miranda Smith. And Smith will head to the line as she was hit on the little runner there. So very quickly, Wood River's picked up some fouls here. And for Wood River, that is going to be the fourth foul called on Emily Loy. First free throw is no good. Walker back to the free throw line for the second free throw. Takes her time at the line, and this free throw looks a little short and is. So she missed both of them. And the ball loose, and finally coming up with it is Wood River. And wrestling it out of there, and not even wrestling with it, was Ellie Luer. She pulls down the rebound, and they'll get the ball down low. A little fly here for Luer, and she got the pass from Sam. Shot is no good as it was partially deflected. And a double dribble here. Parker Kenton had the ball but then lost it. And they're going to call her for a double dribble. And she kind of passed it and then picked it up herself. So 32-26, another Gibbon turnover. And the Eagles bring in the offensive end. Maddie Luer kicks off on the right side. Three-pointer for Herman, no good. Herman gets her own rebound, has her shot blocked. It's going to land on the baseline. And substitution coming in here for the Buffaloes. Checking in the battle is going to be Bree Bailey. And the Eagles were inbound it, flying through there with Sam Luer. Couldn't find her. Long pass tip. Maddie Luer trying to track it down. Nearly stolen by Michaela Walker. But tracking it down here is going to be Luer. Luer stops top of the circle, gives it right side for Rowert. Back around the perimeter we go. Left wing with it is Herman. Caitlin Herman will cycle through, gets the ball back on the right side, throws it in the lane now for Sam Luer, takes it off glass, no good, fighting for the rebound, goes out of bounds, and last touched by the Eagles. So Ellie Luer couldn't come up with the ball there, and it's out of bounds. So tracking it down as they couldn't come up with it. Bree Bailey will inbound. And we'll give it to Michaela Walker. Walker in a little bit of trouble there. Passes down that right sideline, gives it to Snell. Snell across the timeline. On the run. Walked with it. Wood River right now really amping up that defense. Gibbons still has the rebounding edge unofficially, 24-22, but 30 turnovers now on Gibbons compared to 16 on Wood River. In the lane, quick low jumper, turnaround, shot good for Sam Luer. And Sam Luer now with 16 in the game. She's got 16, Sloan Tarks with 10, and dribbling down the sideline is Smith. Smith in trouble right in front of Coach Rayburn, but she's able to kick it left side for Snell. Snell, good look at the three, would not fall, and coming down with the rebound is Wood River. Snagging the bound there was Rowert. Rowert brings in the offensive end, and she gave it away. Her entry pass knocked back down to her, and still able to track it down is Rowert. And Rowert now will just hand the basketball off over here to Maddie Luer. Luer's going to give it off right side for Herman. She's going to fire a three-pointer. It's no good, and it's out of bounds on that far side. Now they're going to call a push as the ball is getting over there. That'll be a push here on Wood River's Jessica Rowert. That'll be her first. I misspoke badly. That was her third. So she has three. Emily Loy has four for Wood River, so some fairly serious foul trouble. Altman, Kenton has three. Snell has four here for Gibbon. Free throw on the other end. Shots no good for Bree Bailey. She missed the front end of the one and one. And the entry pass down low, trying to connect down low with Luer. Couldn't come up with it. That'll be a Wood River turnover. And the Buffaloes bringing the offensive end. Pass deflected, but tracking it down here is going to be Kenton. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. At the free throw line, that's Bailey kicking off on the right side for Michaela Walker. And then Walker, as she was making the catch, is going to be blocked there by Wood River. And that'll be on Sierra Huxtable. That'll be her first. Buffaloes are in the bonus. So a 1-1 coming up here for Michaela Walker. And the front end is good. Hit the front of the rim. Just kind of rolled around with nice shooter's touch. And it's now 34-27. Second free throw, nothing but net. 34-28. Six-point ball game, 5 minutes to play here. Eagles have the basketball and the lead. Lauer kicks off on the right wing for Alyssa Brown. 2-3 zone, that's primarily what Buffaloes have done here all game. Entry pass for Luer. She's going to kick it out here for Alyssa Brown. Brown's three-pointer won't fall. And a strong drive in there. Shot falls, and a foul going to be called. Great offensive rebound there by Maddie Luer. She makes the putback, and now she'll have a chance to finish off the three-point play. The foul, by the way, was called on Bailey, and the free throw is up and good. So Bailey picks up her second foul, and that was a very nice play there by Maddie Luer. And a timeout being taken here by Gibbon. 4:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 37-28, a 9-point lead for the Eagles. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 4:42 to go in the fourth. We're back.
McCown Truck Parts of Wood River will keep you running. Whether it's your car or two-ton truck, McCown Truck Parts can make the repairs for you or get the parts you need so you can do it yourself. So if you need to get back on the road or keep everything moving on the farm, McCown Truck Parts is the only call you need to make. McCown Truck Parts in Wood River. Call 583-2231. McCown Truck Parts is proud to support the Wood River Eagles.
Back here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth on the road, as we are just about every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And a little bit different schedule, a lot of conference tournaments, a lot of teams we follow. Don't necessarily, since they play in the conference tournament, potentially could play as early as Monday, and they want to be rested for the conference tournament. Not a lot of action on Saturday night this week. Gibbon right now, down by nine, inbounds the basketball. Michaela Walker facing some pressure, gets it to Nisha Oldman near midcourt, gives it off here on the left side for Kenton. Kenton, little runner in the lane, no good, and we're going to have a hell ball on the rebound. Fortunately, nobody getting really banged around in there too much. Haven't seen anybody show any signs of injury so far in the game. That's always great news. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Those are my kind of injury reports. That is, we ain't got none. Alyssa Brown will kick it off on the right side. Penetration now by Sierra Huxtable. Huxtable down low for Sam Lord. Lord shot no good. Oldman comes up with the defensive rebound there after Wood River had that ball kind of knocked out of their hand. So the Buffaloes need to step it up defensively here, and they need to score some points. They're down by 9 with 4 minutes to go. A three-pointer here for Snell in transition. It's going to be no good. And the long rebound taken out here by the Eagles, and a long pass up ahead going to be off the mark, as Maddie Luer may be trying to do a little bit too much. And she threw it too far up ahead. Had that ball been caught, though, it would have been an easy bucket. Maddie Hyde going to check in here for Gibbon. Tossing in is Michaela Walker. And the Eagles have pressed the entire game so far. With the ball is Maddie Hyde across the timeline. Gives it off for Walker. Walker double team, shoots over the top of it. Shots short. Hyde had the rebound and then slipped through her hands. And it goes out of bounds. So that'll be Wood River basketball. So the Eagles up by 9 with 3.5 to go in the offensive end. Maddie Luer facing now man-to-man by Kenton. Ball's going to be passed in the backcourt, but it was tipped. So no problem there for Alyssa Brown to go back and get it. And Brown will hand the ball off here for Sierra Huxtable. Huxtable near the jump circle has the dribble. Just going to hand the ball off to Alyssa Brown. Brown dribbles. Hands it off here for Maddie Luer. Smart play here for Wood River. Let's milk the clock a little bit and spread them out. Sierra Huxtable now will hand the ball off here for Alyssa Brown. And trying to track it down is Michaela Walker near midcourt. And we're going to have a push now, a block called on Michaela Walker. So Walker, that's her first foul of the game. And that will be sending Wood River to the free throw line. Maddie Luer will have the front end of a 1-1. 9 fouls have now been called against Gibbon, so this will be the last 1-1 of the game, and the free throw is no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. And the Buffaloes couldn't reel it in, so Wood River will have the possession here. Tossing in is going to be Sierra Huxtable. 5 second count going on. Able to toss it for Maddie Luer. Entry pass in the lane. Now kick back out for Alyssa Brown. Brown doesn't want to shoot from there. We'll give it off for Sam Luer at the free throw line. She'll get it off for Maddie Luer. Luer walked with it. Yeah, she was trying to pass the ball over to Alyssa Brown and didn't have a good enough angle. So good defense there for Gibbon to force the Wood River turnover. And Wood River trying to do the right thing, and that is milk the clock, and they did that, but they also want to score a little bit. Parker Kenton has a pass stolen away by Brown. Brown's going to stop, used up her dribble, kicks the ball back out here for Sam Luer. Luer, instead of attacking and giving up possession of the ball, slows it down, gives it to Maddie Luer. Luer will give it off right wing here for Alyssa Brown. Brown back around the perimeter we go. Sierra Huxtable has it, gets it in the lane, driving is Sam Luer, who kicks it out top of the circle here for Maddie Luer. They've had some good looks here, but they want to milk the clock. Sierra Huxtable has it. Kicks in the corner for Sloan Tarks, and they're just playing keep away right now. They give it off right side for Alyssa Brown. Entry pass in for Sam Luer, and Luer fouled by Nisha Altman, and Sam Luer is going to go to the free throw line for 2 shots as Altman, maybe a little bit too anxious there, going for the block, instead picks up the foul. And had she kept that ball up high and not brought it down, she would not have been called for that foul. But Sam Luer, though, will go to the free throw line, shoot 2. The first one is no good. Score remains 37-28, 2:08 to go here in the ballgame. A 9-point lead for Wood River. And Sam Luer has 16 points in the ballgame and 8 rebounds. Will be at the free throw line again, and the free throw here is good. So now 17 in the game. Ball inbounded, Bree Bailey facing some pressure, gets the ball back as Miranda Smith was shut off. Back out for Smith across the timeline, kick left side, stolen momentarily by the Eagles. Sloan Tarks made the catch on the sideline, landed on the sideline, tried to pass it out. And she's having fun with one of her teammates there. Driving here is Snell. Snell's shot's no good. So Gibbon with the miss. And the Eagles will bring in the offensive end as Loy pulled down the defensive rebound. Sloan Tarks gets it at the elbow for Sam Luer. Luer going to kick back out here left side for a Huxtable. Back out top of the circle for Loy. And then Loy's going to be fouled by Bree Bailey. Bailey didn't have much of a choice in the matter. They have to stop the clock. She picks up her third foul. So two free throws coming up here for the Eagles. And it'll be Loy who goes to the line, shooting two. And the first one hits the back of the iron and is no good. Wood River now 12 of 30 from the free throw line. Second free throw rolls around, and is good. Nice little hit there for Wood River. Now is their largest lead of the ball game with a minute 33 to go. Ball inbounded here for Miranda Smith. Smith working against low pressure. 10-second count's going on, and she slid to a stop. That'll be a Gibbon turnover. 32 turnovers on Gibbon. Add one for every minute we'll be playing in this basketball game. And we're going to have a reach here on the Buffaloes. Bree Bailey, again, doesn't have much of a choice. Has to stop the clock. Ball was inbounded there to Loy, and Loy near midcourt made the catch about an inch away from the half-court line. Free throw here is good. So when she caught it, she established that she was in the front court. Had she just pivoted a little bit, she would have hit the line there and would have turned the ball over, but they kind of were forced to make the body contact. Both free throws here were good, and it's now 41-38. Desperation time here for the Buffaloes. Down by 13. They get it to Altman. Altman's pass can be knocked in the backcourt. And then running out of room is Jessica Rowert, who was trying to make the steal. So Kenton to toss in. Gets it to Miranda Smith. Lobs it off on the left side for Bailey. Bailey's going to drive the baseline. A little floater. No good. Offensive rebound tipped by Altman. Altman can't get that one to fall. And coming out with the rebound is going to be the Eagles. Emily Loy with the defensive rebound. And we're going to have a reach called here on the Buffaloes with 55 seconds to go. And a couple more free throws coming up. The foul for Parker Kenton is her fourth. And again, two free throws here from Maddie Luer. And her first one's good. So 55.7 to go. Wood River is going to pick up win number 6 on the season. And Gibbon will fall now to 2-16 on the year. Luer's second free throw, also good. So Maddie Luer now with 7 points in the game. And this second half really has belonged to Wood River after Gibbon had the halftime lead. Gibbon works right side. They give it for Ellis. Ellis gives it on the baseline for Altman. And Altman hits a nice little floater. Nisha Altman, nice bucket there. And then the inbounds pass is stolen away by Snell. Snell will score after the Wood River turnover. So a quick 4-0 run here makes it 43-32. And then we're going to have a reach called here on Gibbon. And I think that's on Kenton. Yeah, that's going to be her fifth. So she's now fouled out of the ball game. So we'll make a substitution here, and Maddie Luer will go line and shoot a couple more free throws. Maddie has 7 in the game. Big sister Sam has 17. 3-0. Free throw no good, and she's got one more coming. And this one she rattles home. So 44-32, 28 seconds to go. On the bounce here is going to be Walker. Walker skips left side for Tomlinson. Tomlinson's going to fire a three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound in underneath. Bucket good for Nish Altman. Wow, that was great work on the inside there. And there's 7 seconds left. Entry pass here for Jessica Rowert. Rowert kicks it back out here for Luer. who gave it away, now gets it back, and that will do it. They play a little keep away, and now we end this thing. Your final score, Wood River 44, Gibbon 34. Gibbon, as we mentioned, falls to 2-16 on the season. They'll be back in action tomorrow when they travel to Fillmore Central. Wood River's next action will be in the Luplac Conference Tournament coming up on Monday. We'll talk more about that as well as give you all the numbers here as Wood River wins it. 44-34, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back here. You're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. It is a final here. Wood River with a 44-34 win over Gibbon. And we do have a score update for you in that game. We were talking about between Guardian Angels, Central Catholic, and Kearney Catholic. Well, right now, the C2 team is winning it. It's Guardian Angels Central Catholic with a 12-7 lead over Kearney Catholic as they head to the second quarter. Here, it was Wood River by 10, 44-34. And again, some numbers that stand out. Rebounds ended up being fairly even. I had Gibbon winning the rebounding battle 28-27. However, turnovers, well, it just really wasn't very close. Gibbon with 32 turnovers in the game compared to 20 for Wood River. So, again, Gibbon found it very difficult to get into any kind of offensive flow when that happened. And Gibbon was 11 of 40 from the field. Wood River, 13 of 55 in the game. But they got 15 more shots because of the turnover margin and the like. So, again, Wood River does win this one 44-34. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Gibbon. They were led today. Didn't have anybody in double figures, but Ellie Snell got the closest. She finished with 9 points and a couple of rebounds. Nisha Altman with 7 points and 5 rebounds. Miranda Smith with 6 points, 4 rebounds. Cheyenne Ellis, 5 points, 4 rebounds. Parker Kenton finished with 3 points but 8 rebounds. Larissa Tomlinson with a couple of points and Michaela Walker with 2 points in the ball game. And again, Gibbon not shooting real well either. They were 11 of 40 in the game, so they shot about 28%. And they were 1 of 15 from the three-point line, 1 of 15. That is about 7% shooting from three-point range. And so Gibbon falls now to 2 and 16 on the season. They'll be back in action tomorrow when they travel to Fillmore Central. And then they'll be in the Luplac Conference Tournament starting on Monday. Now for Wood River, improved the record now to 6 and 11 on the year. They had a great effort today here by Sam Lewis. She finished with 17 points in the game and 8 rebounds. Sloan Tarks with 10 points, 6 rebounds. Maddie Lewis had 8 points, 3 rebounds. Ellie Lewis with 6 points, 3 rebounds. Emily Loy had a little bit of foul trouble, but she finished with 3 points and 4 rebounds in the game. Wood River unofficially was 13 of 55, so shot about 24% here in the ball game. Free throw shooting, they struggled a little bit. They were 18 of 37 for about 49% in the ball game. Once again, your final in this one, it was Wood River with a 44-34 win here over Gibbon. Well, obviously, we'll be turning our attention now to the boys game as Wood River will be the number 2 seed coming up next week in the Luplac Conference Tournament, so they'll be somewhat of a favorite here against the Buffaloes, but again, always a great matchup whenever these two teams get together. A reminder for you that both Gibbon and Wood River will be in action on Monday on the girls' side. Gibbon is the 10 seed. They'll play 6:15 Monday when they travel to Arcadia Loup City. Arcadia Loup City, the number 7 seed. Wood River is the 8 seed. They'll play back here at home on Monday against Donovan Trumbull. That'll be their next action that they see. Well, we're going to step away here for just a few moments. We're about 15 minutes or so, and we'll be back with the pregame here between Wood River and Gibbon on the boys' game. Once again, your final in girls basketball, Wood River 44, Gibbon 34. We'll be back with the boys' game in about 15 minutes right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.